members of the state's congressional delegation attending a hearing on the opioid epidemic in our country and our state. Governor Doug Ducey also attending, telling the panel the state is on the front line of the battle to keep the drugs out, but the border is a problem.
A wide open and unprotected border is a reality in this state.
Democrat Roel Grijalva expressing concern that the hearing would be used for political purposes, not to find realistic solutions. NCAA officials in the state Wednesday meeting with those hoping to host another Final Four in Glendale.
They were both here for the event last time, so they know what a great destination Arizona is, what a great job we did hosting, but there's a lot of competition.
Final Four host committee co-chair Debbie Johnson hoping to land a Final Four for Glendale in 24, 25, or 26, the state hosting its first Final Four last year. Census Bureau reporting Phoenix was the nation's second fastest growing city in 2017, trailing first place San Antonio, Texas by only 172 new residents. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, this morning, sunny, breezy, very hot, high 101. Clear, breezy, warm tonight, low 69. Sunny and hot again on Friday, high 98. Clear, very warm Friday night, low 72. I'm Alvin Washington from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, we're at 91 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Coming up, it's a real estate show featuring the Elton Brothers right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
You're out for a jog, getting in the zone, when...
Ew! Oh, it smells like rotten eggs!
Meanwhile, dirt is swirling in the air, and you hear a hissing noise.
Dude, it's a snake!
No, dude, a hissing sound, swirling dirt, or rotten egg odor can mean there's a natural gas leak. Natural gas lines can be buried anywhere. If you suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Ah, thanks, deep-voiced narrator.
You're welcome, young person.
Can you remember the last time you had a great night's sleep? How you felt the next morning? More energized. More alive. Feel the difference of deeper sleep daily with the new Tomorrow mattress. Designed by the world's leading sleep experts at Serta Simmons Bedding and delivered right to your door. Learn to love your bed. Use promo code AWAKE at tomorrowsleep.com for $200 off when spending $500 or more at tomorrowsleep.com.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Live from downtown Phoenix, Arizona, the heart of America's sunniest city, it's the return of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers. Ready for your calls right now at 602-277-5369. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here they are, Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show. Every Thursday morning at 11 right here on KFNX Independent Talk and featuring the Elton Brothers. Over 35 years combined real estate experience. Thanks for joining us on this Market Rebound Thursday here in the Valley of the Sun. I'm Dave Elton, licensed realtor, Arizona Best Real Estate.
Hi, Rick Elton, licensed associate broker, Arizona Best Real Estate.
And we are
the Elton Brothers.
Numbers to join in, talk to the bros. Anything real estate related on the table. 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369, or to chat off the air, our direct line always on Monday through Sunday, 480-451-3318, and our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. We got another nonstop hour, scintillating radio rushing your way. A look at the latest real estate numbers, plus how our market compares to the all-time highs
of 2006. Then in our loan segment, the spike in rates has retraced a bit. Time to lock in? Deanne's going to have the latest on all the programs. Bottom of the hour, real estate question of the day. Can you choose who you want to rent to? And down the stretch, we got some new listings, investment opportunities, a special motivated distressed sale deals of the week, much more. But first, what's on your mind, bro?
Now, you're talking about a hot market. And what comes along with a hot market? You know, you first have to negotiate the price. You got buyers, sellers clamoring over each other, putting in offers, getting full price, cash, anything to get this house. And then what happens? They got to get it inspected. Then it's a whole new ball game. Seller thinks he got good price for the house. Buyer thinks he overpaid. Now what? Now we get down to the nitty gritty. We get down to the where the rubber hits the road. Right?
Yeah, it sounds like you're getting there.
Then it comes to, then it comes down to what's reasonable in inspection items. You get air conditioning inspections. You get home inspections. You get termite inspections. All of the above. Keeps going. You get down, you sit down with the buyer and you say, okay, buyer, here's all the information. What do you want to do? What do you want to ask for? What is important to you? What's reasonable?
Buzzword.
Reasonable. Well, I overpaid for the house, so basically everything is reasonable.
No, wait, I got to stop you. Why does the buyer think he overpaid for the house?
Because he's in a bidding war.
Oh, okay. So I didn't realize. Okay, so we're bidding war. I
paid top dollar for this house, so basically everything is reasonable. Actually, I think I got a good deal in the house, so why don't we relax a little bit on the inspection items? That's the other buyer. So in this market, most buyers are paying higher than they wanted, had to go through hell to get the house, and now they're going to sock it to the seller. Okay, seller, I got $10,000 worth of crap. I need roof information. I need roof done. I need AC done. I need water heater replaced. I need caulking around the property. I need a termite treatment. I need all these things, and I'm going to ask you for them. The seller doesn't have to do anything. These contracts are as is. It's a negotiating period. You're either going to buy the property based on the negotiation or you're not. There's no warrantable items anymore. And so sellers come back and say, yeah.
Well, warrantable, just let everybody know. Warrantable meaning stuff that has to be conveyed in working condition.
Air conditioners, ranges, microwaves, water heaters. None of that stuff actually has to work anymore in this contract. It's as is. It's all negotiable. But if you bought a house that had a broken water heater, the likelihood is that the seller may want to fix that because they're going to have to fix it for the next guy. Or they're going to disclose it, and it becomes a disclosure thing. So what I'm getting at is sellers, there are lots of, number one, go out and get your air conditioning serviced. That's number one. Before you put your house on the market, get your air conditioning serviced. Everybody is asking for it to be serviced within the last year. Show them proof. Get an inspection. Because I'm telling you that once the buyer gets his own home inspection, when it comes down to an air conditioning, it's $1,000 minimum. You will not get out of that inspection without $1,000. I've done it now 5 times. They're all $1,000. The air conditioner could be 5 years old. It's $1,000. Just say it's $1,000 to $2,000. So we have buyers that feel like they overpaid for properties and now they're going to sock it to the seller. Sellers can protect themselves by really honing in on all the nickel and dimey stuff. Get a roof inspection. Get your water heater serviced. Get your air conditioning serviced. Get all of these things done prior to putting the house on the market because you know you're going to get top dollar. So you might as well deal with all the things that the buyer is going to come back at you at because they feel like they're going to overpay. So get an idea as to what's going on with your house.
Now, you had an interesting scenario come up regarding appraisal that I think is – showing us that maybe appraisals are catching up a little bit with the market because before they were sort of lagging a little bit, But this is a very interesting one. What happened there? This is also kind of part of the inspection period in a way, right?
Well, I think what happened here is this particular house that I'm talking about was a little underpriced. And we got it at full price. And it ended up being underpriced. I think the seller figured out that the house was underpriced after we bought it.
So and what you're saying is the appraisal came in over significantly. You know.
Significantly. Okay. Over asking.
Over asking.
And the seller's now like, and the seller has a backup offer. So the seller's like, wait a minute. I'm not fixing anything because I think I underpriced my house and I have a backup offer. So, Mr. Buyer, if you want this house, you're going to buy it as is.
Mm-hmm.
So buyers, you need to have some money left over to fix some certain items if they're important to you. And sellers, get your property inspected. I used to say do not get your property inspected prior to putting it on the market. But I think you do. I think you do now. And get these items addressed. Get them fixed. Because that way you could show a buyer. Once he pays full price for your house, you could show a buyer, I had this house inspected. Here's the inspection report. I fixed all the items. And this is what I can expect. And this is what buyers can expect. In a buyer-seller market where it's 50-50, you know, I don't recommend it necessarily getting a home inspection prior to putting on the market. But now when you're going to get full price for your house, get it inspected, get it all out there, and say to the buyer, okay, buyer, you're buying this house. Here's the home inspection, and I fixed everything. There's no issues.
I mean, it kind of works both ways. I mean, you can always do a credit. If you have backup offers in such a hot market, you may not have to do all the repairs. You can say, here, I'll give you half. Call it a day. I got a backup offer. Take it or leave it. I mean, you can do that. Happens all the time. In a bigger sense, though, you said a couple of buzzwords.
Trying to alleviate surprises. And buyers sometimes get surprised when they think a house looks like a pig with lipstick and right. They go, man, there's nothing wrong with this house. It's beautiful. And then they get the home inspection back and it's a disaster. Those are the surprises that I think I'm talking about.
Sure. And of course, and a buyer is going to have that, inspection done and they should. But you said a couple things. You said full price offers. You said appraisal over asking or over contract value. Now, the big pervasive thing out there right now is to sell your house and make it convenient to open door or offer pad. And we're here to tell you, you're leaving 10 to 20% out of your wallet. I mean, how convenient can a full price and an over asking appraisal be? So if you're thinking about selling, certainly give us a call, 480-451-3318. We'll give you our own opinion of value. Up next, the spike in rates has calmed down. Deanne's going to tell us the latest and greatest. Right here on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days. But the best tip is start with someone you know. Like your local Allstate agent. Because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future. Or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or PrestonScottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage BK10123 will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now 602-606-6728. and save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518. This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers, is brought to you by Deanne Reisner, NMLS 203518, with Suburban Mortgage, BK 10123. With 20 years of experience, Deanne has the right loan for you. Give Deanne a call today at 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, licensed agents slash brothers with Arizona Best Real Estate. You can call us direct 480-451-3318 right now if you have a financing question or a refinancing question. Deanne Reisner, direct line, Suburban Mortgage, 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728. Over 25 years in the mortgage industry. One of the best in town at what she does. Just ask all the realtors who will not do a deal unless their client's loan has first been deeditized. Deanne Reisner, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Rick.
Deanne, how's it going out there today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. We're trying to figure it out. Fight the good fight. Real estate, you know, you got rates up, down. You got the 10-year up, down. You got people just, like, trying to figure it out, right? What are we doing with people that probably have locked and maybe they clicked down a little bit? How do we accommodate people that are just, like, we want to adjust our rate because rates fell down? And now they're probably back up, right?
Right. And unfortunately, once you're locked, you're locked. So the upside to that is you're not playing the market because, you know, when they go up very quickly. When they come down, they tick down very slowly. And as you know, they're up, down, up, down, but they had been on just a constant up. So if somebody locked when, say, the FHA was at 5 and that's 4.75, it could have went to 5.25. You know what I mean? So, unfortunately, they can't play it both ways.
So, for some perspective, Deanne, so I think a couple weeks ago, probably two shows ago,
right.
FHA, government loans, VA, were at, I believe, right. at 5, right?
Yes.
And yes. So now they've, and it looked like we were on our way to over 5, and now they've kind of actually, even though they've jostled a little bit, they've come down a little bit, and now we're under 5, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
So maybe people who actually were holding out, waiting for maybe an opportunity to lock, now might be the time. What do you think?
Sure. Well, what I've been doing with my clients, because it's kind of like going to the casino and gambling. You know, I tell them where the market's at. I let them know that I don't have a crystal ball. I figure if the payment works for them, they're qualified there, they're comfortable with the payment, they're better off just to go ahead and lock it, unless, like I saw, you know, last week, it was improving, so I might tell my clients, okay, well, if the market holds, if it holds, we might tick down an eighth tomorrow. So then I tell them what the difference is in payment and see if they really want to risk it. And I just keep them informed and help the client make an educated decision.
And that's really about all you can do. It's interesting. You know, we talk about at the opening of the show, the realtors who won't do a deal unless their client's loan has first been deannotized, meaning gone through your team. And I think it's important because we don't talk about it enough because a lot of real estate agents listen to the show. And Deanne has been a sponsor on our show for, I gotta say we're at least over 5 years now. And doing all different kinds of deals, whether it's the VA, the FHA, the investors, the refinancing, the conventionals, the 3, 5, 10, 15, 20% down, how to structure it, how to get the most out of your buyer, and timing, of course, now, especially in this market, you know, having a lender that can get it done in a shorter amount of time than most. They do all their funding in-house, right, Deanne? I can't say it enough. If you're a real estate agent out there and you are looking for a lender, you know, give Deanne and her team a shot. Her number 602 606-6728. They have pulled off many a miracle for us over the years.
I appreciate that. But yes, a lot of it does have to do with timing, and especially in any market, but with all the new rules and regulations, I just had a deal get accepted for that very reason, because my buyers just opened escrow today and we're closing on the 28th of June. They were up against multiple offers. Everybody else wanted to close in July. The seller was doing a 1031 exchange, and the fact that, you know, all were pretty much equal as far as the seller's net, but the fact that my buyers can close in June was what nailed the deal.
And so many times that happens, because rates are pretty much very competitive. You want to work with a local lender who's going to get it done. And as a seller, and we're certainly major listing agents, and we have multiple offers come in, we are going to look and see, you know, and talk to your lender. We want to hear from your lender that this can get done, and give our sellers a comfort level with that. So it works on a number of different levels. It's not just all about an eighth here or an eighth there. It's about getting the deal done. And that's right. What Deanne does, and she's been doing it for 25-plus years at Suburban. So definitely put her on your short list of lenders if you're looking. Of course, if you're a first-time buyer, you've got the coach of the century right there in Deanne, who can help you and put you in the best product and how to structure these deals. I mean, many people are on a tight budget, and you know, how we're going to work the down payment, how we're going to get it gifted, how we're going to get your credit where it needs to be, what you guys need to do to get the best rate possible. All these things you're not going to get from an online lender. I promise you. You might get an eighth better. You might, but there you go. Will you get the house? Not sure. So anyway, just wanted to throw that out there. So we have this little kind of pause in rates, a lot of tumult coming out of Washington with the trade wars and, you know, all kinds of fun stuff that are influencing things. But the bottom line is rates have kind of stayed under, the 10-year's under 3 comfortably now again. And, so let's get into some rates, Dan. Where are we with the FHA right now?
FHA, we're still hanging in there at 4.75, which is better than where we were a couple weeks ago. And on a purchase price of 280, you've got an APR of 5.54, taxes, insurance, everything included. You're looking at a payment of $1,800 a month.
$1,800. Mm-hmm. So real quick, because I know Rick likes to talk about this too, but do you, from your side of it, when you see a rate with a 4 in front of it, having been at the 5s, psychologically, are you seeing a boost in the buyer's kind of approach?
Yes. As soon as you say that you can lock it and there's a 4 in front of it, they're pretty much doing the happy dance. You know, if it starts with a 5, there's a pause. Well, should I lock? Should I not lock? When I say it's 4.75, yes, lock it in before it goes back up. Because everybody is concerned. Everybody knows rates are going up, and they want to be one of the last ones, like Rick would say, to the water cooler. So, yes, it all is psychological. If it starts with a 4, they're happy campers.
Yeah, and you're getting that, you know, third chance. Again, if you have questions about any of this, Deanne's direct line, Suburban Mortgage, 602-606-6728. Give her a call, see where rates are. We got the FHA quote. How about VA?
VA, 4.75, 100% financing at $280,000, APR 5.013, total payment $1,679.52.
Going $1,680. That's no money down on a $280,000 purchase, $1,680. Excellent.
Yes.
And 4.75. How about conventional? And this could be, I guess, with credit, 3%, 5%, 10, 15, 20. Some of this can be gifted, right, Deanne?
Absolutely. Fannie Mae used to be you would have to have a certain percentage of your own funds. They removed that restriction. All of it can be gifted. Some of it can be gifted. So they're much more liberal. However, to get the best rates, you do have to have, you know, the higher credit scores. And ideally, if you're putting 20% down, then you're, today you'd be able to get a rate of 5% with an APR of 5.6, and your all-in payment would be
$1,391.02. 20% mm-hmm. down, conventional $280,000 purchase. Where are the investors today, Deanne?
Investors, they are at 5.25 with an APR of 5.39. Total payment, 20% down. Good credit, $1,412.67.
$1,413. So investors, that rate came down. I remember that was just a couple weeks ago. It was at 5.5, I believe. I want to say it was at least 5.5.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and the conventional was 5.25. Everything's ticked down about 0.25%, which, you know, it can make a difference on what you qualify for, where you're comfortable payment-wise. It can make a difference on whether you want to buy 280 or 270, you know. And sometimes it'll get you the area of the pool, what have you. Mm-hmm.
There you go. So, and you still can be flexible with the rates. You know, if you went to 5.125 or 5.25, can you get a lender credit toward closing costs? You know, if you're,
yes,
if you're tight on cash, that may be something to consider. Or potentially if you can get some funds from the seller, you know, this is all stuff we try to negotiate, toward closing costs. You might be able to buy the rate down potentially.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, today if you wanted to buy the FHA rate down, it would cost you a point, which basically would be, let's just say, $2,800, and you'd be looking at a rate of 4.5.
There you go. Something we can try to get from the seller, and Deanne can help guide you the rest of the way on the loan side. Her direct line, 602-606-6728. Thanks, Deanne. Give her a call today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Deanne.
Up next, the real estate question of the day. Can you choose who you want to rent to? Plus, much more on The Real Estate Show. We're going to get into the rebound on The Real Estate Show next. Stay with us.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says after talks last night and today with senior North Korean official Kim Jong-chol, he is confident things are moving in the right direction for a summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
We think that working together, the people of the United States and North Korea can create a future defined by friendship and collaboration, not by mistrust and fear and threats. We sincerely hope that Chairman Kim Jong-un shares this positive vision for the future.
Kim Jong-chul is expected to visit President Trump tomorrow at the White House. Canada, now the latest U.S. ally to levy steep tariffs on American products following the Trump administration levying steel and aluminum tariffs on members of the European Union, Canada, and Mexico. The Canadian tariffs are a $16.6 billion package of fees on U.S. bourbon, orange juice, and other food products, and steel and aluminum in various forms. That makes Wall Street unhappy with losses across the stock markets right across the boards. I'm Michael Toscano.
Arizona News Radio. Six members of the state's congressional delegation attending a hearing on the opioid epidemic in our country and our state. Governor Doug Ducey also attending, telling the panel the state is on the front line of the battle to keep the drugs out, but the border is a problem.
A wide open and unprotected border is a reality in this state.
Democrat Roel Grijalva expressing concern that the hearing would be used for political purposes, not to find realistic solutions. NCAA officials in the state Wednesday meeting with those hoping to host another Final Four in Glendale.
They were both here for the event last time, so they know what a great destination Arizona is, what a great job we did hosting, but there's a lot of competition.
Final Four host committee co-chair Debbie Johnson hoping to land a Final Four for Glendale in 24, 25, or 26, the state hosting its first Final Four last year. Census Bureau reporting Phoenix was the nation's second fastest growing city in 2017, trailing first place San Antonio, Texas by only 172 new residents. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, this morning, sunny, breezy, very hot, high 101. Clear, breezy, warm tonight, low 69. Sunny and hot again on Friday, high 98. Clear, very warm Friday night, low 72. I'm Alvin Washington from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, we are at 91 degrees. Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Coming up, we have more from the Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. On Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm an extremely average golfer. What I lack in any real skill, I make up for in plaid knickers and ridiculous socks. My wife got me the world's biggest driver, and I've been waiting all week to try it out. So I step up to the tee, take my first full swing of the day and hit a perfect duck hook over the frontage road and right through your windshield. You yank the wheel and end up OB in a water hazard. And if you have cut rate insurance, you could be out a whole lot of green. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Call me, Steve Fraley, at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers is brought to you by Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance. Give Steve a call today for all your insurance needs, 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Are back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, a.k.a. the Elton Brothers, hanging around the Valley since 1976. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers, one word, at cox.net. If you've missed any part of the show, being archived on our website, eltonbrothers.com. Listen to past shows, search the MLS, get all the current listings as soon as they hit the market. Nothing to lose, completely free, of course, and it's all at eltonbrothers.com, your one-stop shop for a real estate across the valley.
One-stop shop. Ah! What are we talking about? What are we going to do?
Real estate question of
what
the
are we
day,
do?
My brother. Want to hear about this question? This is something we deal with all the time.
Okay,
and any landlord out there deals with this.
I haven't had a chance to read this, but this is really interesting. Go ahead.
You know it's interesting, but you haven't read it.
No.
I guess you have faith in me.
I'm talking about the title.
Okay. Well, yes, you get information on a need-to-know basis on this show, which I feel like always keeps me on my toes. Anyway, here's the question. This is from the Chris Combs column, the attorney for the real estate attorney for the Republic, who provides a lot of great stuff and advice. Anyway, the question is, my wife and I recently came to the Phoenix area from New York. We're both lawyers, and we have credit scores in the 800s. We wanted to try a nice home in Paradise Valley for a year until we decided where we wanted to live permanently. We signed a lease for this home, and our real estate agent presented the lease to the landlord for signature. Landlord was pleased with the terms, but when he did a credit check and learned that we were lawyers, he refused to sign the lease. We can't believe the landlord can refuse to rent to us just because we are lawyers. Is that allowed in Arizona? What do you think, my brother?
It's kind of a trick question. It's kind of a trick question. I think if they disclosed that they were lawyers up front and the landlord agreed to it, they could rent to them. They would have to rent to them. But lawyers are not.
They found out about it during the credit report part of the program.
Okay. So if they found out about it.
And then the landlord said no.
Ah. Then the answer is they do not have to rent to them.
That is correct. Under federal and state fair housing laws, including Arizona, unless a buyer or tenant is a member of a protected class, race, e.g. race or disability, the protected class, so you cannot discriminate based on race or disability, a homeowner can refuse to sell or rent to that buyer or tenant. Although some people may think that the practice of law is evidence of a disability. A little Chris Combs humor there. Lawyers are not within a protected class, and therefore the Paradise Valley homeowner can refuse to rent.
What was the significance of being an arbiter, a lawyer? What bad rap do they have?
Oh, potentially somebody, you know, could try to get out of something on a technicality and use the law against the, I mean, I'm just thinking, you know.
I see.
I think maybe, yeah, they may have a leg up over the layman.
I see.
So, who knows? You know, but that could be what the landlord may be thinking
in
that case.
Makes attorneys out to be seedy, it sounds like, a little bit. A little itchy there.
Really?
Well, you know, there's a lot of paperwork involved in this job.
Seedy.
Chat. So they may just think that these guys are going to be sticklers over every little thing, or who knows what the perception is. But the point is,
right,
unless it's disability or race, those are the only two protected classes. So for what you do for a living, if somebody's not comfortable with it, apparently they can refuse it for that. And obviously, you know, you provide financials when you're a tenant, and the landlord's going to look that over, and a history, and we're going to research, you know, everything in your background and all of that good stuff.
Yeah, if you're a landlord too and you're out wanting to rent your property, you have to disclose, kind of get it out there as to what you expect. You expect, hang on a minute, I'm going to turn my phone off. You have to expect income. What are your income qualifications? What is your credit qualifications? What, do you allow pets? No pets. Do you...
Smoking, no smoking.
Smoking, no smoking.
Kind of job one.
These are all things that need to be determined up front in your advertising. We do not allow smoking, credit score above 700, you know, all of these things. So somebody can then come back to you and say, wait a minute, I have a 720 credit score. You only want 700. Why aren't you renting to me? So it's a little bit more difficult than it's led to be about being a landlord. There's a lot to follow, especially if you're a licensed realtor. Yeah, there's a lot of rules and regulations to follow. If you're just a principal,
Google
it's different.
Landlord Tenant Act.
Yeah.
And start there. Okay. So I think that was a good question. I think that a lot of people out there deal with this all the time on different levels.
Chris Combs is a funny dude. He came in and talked to our company one time.
Yeah.
At our Tuesday meeting.
There you go. They get some good people, Arizona Best.
Cool dude.
Give him a plug for that. So everybody's talking about they finally have some equity in their properties, Rick.
Yeah, they do.
We're starting to get there. And Catherine Rieger, the real estate columnist from The Republic, kind enough to kind of put it all together in an article. Here's the subheadline. Metro Phoenix home prices near 06 record costs and may reach that figure in June, according to different analysis. A new analysis of pending sales in the Valley shows prices are nearly there. In May of 06, Metro Phoenix median home price hit $259,900 and then in June set the record. This is June of 06 at $264,800. And that was according to the MLS. Then in the recession hit and prices went down. How low, Rick, this is wild. How low do you think the median home price in Phoenix got at the bottom, which was 011? The Valley's median home price had plummeted from a high of 264.8. This will contextualize this whole thing. Down to what? Take a guess.
186.
How about 110,000?
God, man.
110. Less than, like 100%.
Man.
50% correction almost.
I mean, I can attest to that because my house in Buckeye that I talk about all the time went from 200 to 35. So it's about right.
So here's the interesting part. Well, that's a bigger hit.
Yeah.
This is all an overall average, 110 median home price. Okay. So then in 2011, some government reports were forecasting it would take 50 years before our prices returned back to 2006 levels. But thankfully, here we are 12 years later and we're very close. Let's just see, breaking it down a little further. In nearly 30 Phoenix zip codes, neighborhood prices have climbed back to or higher than the 06 levels. Many of those areas have median home prices close to 300,000. Values in another 40 Valley neighborhoods are within 10%. So 2017 listed as the Valley's healthiest year for home sales so far. And through 2018, April of 2018, home prices up 4% from last year's pace. So this is healthy because we're not like a skyrocket. You know, we're not just Eiffel towering straight up. Gradual strength increases in prices, 4% a year. Good. Nothing too crazy. So the market can digest. Let's see. So as we've talked about on the show, typically we slow down during the summer. And that could lead to some price adjustment. But in general, pricing is expected to climb back to those levels by the end of summer.
Can you believe that? I mean, really? God. I mean, these prices, low inventory. Low inventory is still the key. We're at 16,400 active listings in MLS. That is extremely low.
Yeah, that says here, number of Valley homes for sale for 350,000 is down 20% from last year.
Wow.
So obviously if you're a first time home buyer, you are competing. You're competing with, you know, other first timers, investors paying cash, flippers, the whole dance. And if you want to get, and so if you are thinking about this open door scenario, which again, I'm just trying to be a public service agent here. Talk to a realtor about value on your house. If you're in the median home price range, typically if your house is anywhere near desirable, which most of them are, you're going to get an at or near full price offer within 30 days. Is that fair to say?
I think so.
You might have the convenience of losing 10 to 20% if you do open door. They'll take your money. And you know what? Your house will get sold really fast. But it's going to get fastly sold either way.
Fastly.
Fastly. I just came up with a word.
Bigly.
Bigly. Anyway, very interesting. Okay, we got 2 minutes, Rick.
And that goes...
No, oh, no, Chet's telling me we have 1 minute.
All right.
I was going to do a new listing.
Okay, go.
You know where this new listing is, Rick? Buckeye. Sure. Not Buckeye. What am I? Bullhead City. Bullhead City.
Starts with a B.
Starts with a B. I was close. So we have the nicest house in Bullhead City for $410,000. Three bedroom, 2.5 bath, 3-car garage, plus a den, almost 2,000 square feet, built in 2015, incredible Colorado River Valley views, right near the clubhouse, pool, spa, and go on our website and check out how incredibly beautiful, modern this home is. If you want to be in Bullhead City, it's the one for you.
ElternBrothers.com.
There you go. Thank you for saying that. Coming up next, we got a special motivated distress sale deals of the week. And more listings, more investment opportunities. Stay with us on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elder Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728.
NMLS 203518.
And now, an ode to the millennial.
Hey, Dad!
Dad, what's for breakfast?
I'll tell you what's for breakfast. Time for you to get your own kitchen and make your own breakfast in your own home.
How would I do that?
You call the Elton Brothers. Here's their number.
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Or email eltonbrothers@cox.net.
Does that mean I don't get breakfast?
I'll get you a home warranty instead from the Elton Brothers.
Thanks, Dad.
EltonBrothers.com with Arizona Best Real Estate.
Dale, help! Two medical examples on a bus. Dale, help! Dale, help! If you're near a bus and you can't get to cuss, Dale, help!
Cause down the road you find someone else who could be.
Back with the Elton Brothers, Dave and Rick Elton. We're still doing short sales, bank repos, distressed properties. We're going to talk about some of those in a second. Family court-appointed special real estate commissioners. When you can't get along with your spouse and you got to sell your house, you bring in
the Elton Brothers.
You name it. We are here to help you. Call us direct anytime. 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. And you know the website, eltonbrothers.com.
Can I ask you guys a question real quick?
Do it.
And it's not real estate related, but it is human interest related. So this thing with Roseanne.
Yes.
People are actually siding up with her a couple days later. I don't understand how that could possibly be. They say it's liberal more than anything, and just the substance of what she said is definitely termination, right? I mean, give me a break.
Well,
David, I know you're touchy on these things because you're an industry guy.
I know, so you're baiting me to go off, and you know, I try to keep my political views out of the show.
ABC didn't have
from
a
moral standpoint, you know, yes, it's a train wreck. It's a disgrace. Yeah.
And
obviously,
she has a history of it as well. I agree.
And Hollywood doesn't put up with that stuff
anymore.
Yes, that's, thank you, Rick, for that clarification. So yeah, the axe comes swift and hard. Unfortunately, there's other levels of government that need to be accountable on a character level that are not. And that's about all I'm going to say on it.
Do you think she gets picked up by Fox?
Somebody else talked to me about that. It wouldn't surprise me for a second.
Yeah.
Although I don't know about the rights to the show. ABC may retain that. I don't know how that works.
What about Netflix?
You know, about it?
I mean, Netflix or Crackle. Any of these networks may do it.
Right, right.
You know? She may start her own Roseanne network and do her own show. I mean, why not?
I don't know.
Anyway, let's move on. I appreciate that, Chet. Little human interest. All right.
Roseanne is the same one that sang the national anthem like a full-on train wreck, right? Remember that?
Yeah, and she also dressed up as Hitler and baked gingerbread cookies. I mean,
the woman is not balanced.
Did your
mentally.
Boy Spade ever tour with her?
And that's no excuse.
No, I don't think so.
No.
I know he's done a few things with her, but never toured.
All right. We got some listings, Rick. We just talked about one in Bullhead City. Somebody called on that right after we got done with it. It's in the Ridge, by the way, in Bullhead City. It's one of the nicest neighborhoods in the area.
The views are insane. Right? I mean,
check out the photos
forever.
On eltonbrothers.com. I'm serious. It's incredible.
All right. So we're talking about our listings now?
Yeah, let's go.
All right.
Do some of
those. So I got a great condo. It's Scottsdale Road in Shea. 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, 2,011 square feet, built in 07, 2-car garage, 3 separate patios. This property is model sharp, $470,000. I got one in Cortabella in Sun City West. 45 and older, guard gated community.
Not 55, 45.
Active living, community center, golf course, 3 bedroom, 2.5 bath, plus a den, 2726 square feet, built in 06. This one backs to nothing. It backs to an open area, like a little common area, which is pretty rare out there.
It's also got a 3-car garage.
3-car garage.
Can I do one?
Level, and it's $483,000. Go ahead.
So this is we're talking about motivated sellers. We're talking about distressed sales. And I want to say that this next listing, the seller is very motivated. It's a multifamily listing. It's 10 units. Bring an offer. $675,000 near the historic district in downtown Glendale near Antique Row. 10 units for $675,000. That is $67,500 a door. Very motivated seller. Bring an offer.
How about in Aviano? 7 bedrooms, 6.5 bathrooms, 7,360 square feet, built in 05. The largest mirror door model in Aviano. Down, it's got a basement, main level, upstairs, sweeping staircase, gorgeous property, $1,279,000. How about 100th Street and Cactus? Oh, you want to go, David? You want to turn? You want to play too?
I wanted to play.
Go.
I mean, I'll sit out on the bench for a while.
No, you can play.
Well, I just wanted to talk about this land because we got almost plus minus 7 acres zoned C2. Right on the border of Peoria and Sun City, right on 111th Avenue and Olive. It's a corner, prime corner, hard corner lot. You can put pretty much anything you want there. You want a bank, you want a Walgreens, you want a gas station, you want a restaurant, multifamily. It's zone C2, very flexible zoning for $1,296,000.
All right. I was talking about this property, a Cactus and 100th Street. It is a landmark property. It also is 7,230 square feet. It's about 9, 10, 11 bedrooms. It's got 6 bathrooms. It's the perfect assisted living, business opportunity type property. 2 acres, pool, barn, a workshop in the back. $1,850,000. It's got 2 full kitchens, a guest house. It truly an amazing location. $1,850,000 at Scottsdale at Cactus and 100th Street.
There you go.
What else we got? The rest you're going to go on ElternBrothers.com.
I'll do one more. Mesa. In Mesa, we're taking backup offers, okay? It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,300 square foot, gated community, pool, spa for $235,000. Great investment property. It just went under contract, but we are taking backups on it. If you're interested, give us a call. All right. You want to do a couple of, where are we going now?
Investments? Deals of the week.
These are motivated seller, distressed sales, deals of the week. So, we already talked about the one we have in Glendale, the 10 units for $675,000. That's about as motivated as it gets. Here are some others.
How about Avondale? 3-bedroom, 2.5 bath, 2,000 square feet, built in 08, $225,000 in Avondale. That's a great, that's $114 a foot. That's a great rental.
So, how about this one in Gilbert? 5 bedrooms, 3.5 baths, pool, plus an office, 3.5 car garage, 6-car slab, 5,100 plus square feet. This was 995, Rick. Now they got it down to 874 in Gilbert.
How about Anthem? 5 bedrooms, 3 baths, 3,000 square feet, built in 2000. They had it at 340. It's now 325, $111 a foot.
Now I gotta give you guys a little piece of inside information right now. This is a momentous occasion that has just occurred at 11:55 in the studio.
Oh, geez.
This just happened. My brother, you know, he just turned 54. Anyway,
yikes!
Guess what? He just put on the specs. Ricky's got the glasses. And the interesting thing is I started wearing glasses when I was 54 doing the show. Rick has resisted. He's always like, can I borrow your glasses? Can I borrow your glasses? He finally caved.
Now, when you guys play racquetball, do you wear glasses?
Well, protective eyewear.
But that, I mean, you can still pick the ball up with your regular.
Oh,
vision.
Yeah. Okay. I think so.
Let's clarify. These are reading glasses, for crying out loud.
Yeah, reading glasses. That's what we wear.
Yeah. Racquetball, I'm like, you know, I can see a bird going to the bathroom 900 yards away, but I can't read, this piece of paper right in front of me.
Can't read what he's thinking.
All right. I want to keep doing a couple more. These are pretty good. We got 2 minutes. I guess I had to stop and say that. How about in Phoenix? 3-bedroom, 2-bath, horse property, spa, 6-car garage, 4,000 square feet. It was 619. They went to 588. That's under 150 a foot in Phoenix.
How about Chandler? 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, 2,600 square feet, built in 94, was 419, now 389, $149 a foot in Chandler.
Going to Fountain Hills. Fountain Hills, 4-bedroom, 2.5 bath, pool, spa, plus a den, 3-car garage, 3,200 square feet, built in 96. It was 765. They went to 749.
Mm-hmm.
You got any more?
Yeah, I'll do one more. We got 2 minutes now. All right. How about Tempe?
Whoa. Oh, Tempe's on fire. You got a
did you see that property I sent you yesterday? On the one in Papago?
Yeah.
That's a great property. That's a distressed. Five bedrooms, 3.5 baths, 3,700 square feet, built in 99. They wanted 630 for it. They reduced it to 595, 161 bucks a foot in Tempe.
Going to newer construction in Mesa. This looks interesting. Six bedrooms, 3.5 baths, three car garage, 3,500 square feet, built in 2014. It was 680. Now they're at 599. So these deals, there are some incredible deals out there.
Isn't that funny though? We talk about low inventory. We talk about the market's on fire, but yet we have all of these houses that have not really sold.
We can search. So, we can find.
So what exactly is selling and what exactly is the people that are saying this market is so hot? It's all these properties that probably that do not back to busy streets or do not back to power lines or have, you know, just some funkiness to them that are selling.
And plus they're in that 250 range where all the demand is. And if you guys are thinking about selling, give us an opportunity. We'd love to chat with you and talk more about how we would market your property. I want to thank our special guest, Deanne Reisner, Suburban Mortgage, our other incredible sponsors, Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance, Preston's Steakhouse. Take your clients there for any lunch or special occasion. Arrowhead Grill, our man behind the glass, Chet, and of course a big real estate show. Thank you to every one of our listeners. Remember, as I was saying, if you have a home to sell, we've got flexible fees like you wouldn't believe. Our radio show, 35 plus years combined real estate experience. Set your listing appointment today. Give us a call, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. Begin your search for the perfect home, eltonbrothers.com. See you next Thursday, 11 a.m. right here on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers. You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations, the home of Laura Ingraham, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m., KFNX News Time. It's 12 o'clock.